Conditions on farms are getting new attention after coronavirus outbreaks among employees. One issue, safety. Another, how much workers earn. Farm owners don't have to pay overtime in most parts of the United States, but that could change in Washington state because of a case before the state Supreme Court. Eilish O'Neill of member station KUOW reports.
It's strawberry season in Northwest Washington's Skagit Valley. For Anna, that means long days. She's a farm worker. She moved to the U.S. from Mexico nearly 20 years ago.
Uno se agacha mucho para piscar la fresa.
You have to lean over a lot to pick strawberries, so of course everything hurts. Your legs, your back, everything.
Anna asked that we not use her last name because she's undocumented. She says she works at least 70 hours a week to support her five kids. She's paid by the pound or Washington's minimum wage, whichever is more.
I have a big family, and I spend everything I make on things my children need.
In 1938, federal lawmakers created overtime protections, but they excluded farm workers. And most states, like Washington, copied that rule when they wrote state labor laws. Now, farm workers are challenging that exclusion in the state Supreme Court.
It's an injustice that's been on the books for a very long time.
Lori Isley is the lawyer who argued on behalf of the workers. She says back in the 1930s, agriculture was one of the few jobs available to Black people in the South. And Southern Democrats agreed to vote for worker protections as long as they didn't cover farm workers.
If we establish here in Washington state that these exclusions are informed by their racist origins, advocates and farm workers in other states would be able to bring similar challenges where they are.
In the past couple of years, lawmakers in California and New York have mandated that farmers pay overtime to their employees. But Washington would be the first state to extend overtime to farm workers through the courts. Then it's approximately 100,000 farm workers, including undocumented workers, would get overtime.
In 1959, I just think you were looking at a very different workforce demographic.
Bree Elsie is with the Washington State Farm Bureau. She says when the state passed its labor laws in the late 1950s, the majority of farm workers here were white. She says the issue at hand is the nature of farming.
Agriculture is an inherently unpredictable industry. You know, it doesn't really fit into this 9-to-5 employment box.
Elsie says farmers are worried that the court could award 3 years of retroactive overtime pay.
Many of them, you know, kind of looking bankruptcy straight in the eyes right now.
If he had to start paying overtime, fifth-generation hops farmer Brad Carpenter says he'd just be hemorrhaging cash till he could renegotiate his contracts with brewers to charge more for his hops.
It doesn't only put burden on us, but it puts burden on everybody in the system all the way through to the market.
Meaning beer would cost more. During harvest, the Carpenter family farm employs 300 to 400 people who work 70 or more hours a week to get hops off the vine at just the right time.
Once you get behind, you're in trouble. And you almost have to just say, okay, I missed out on these last 100 acres of whatever variety. I've got to go to the next variety.
The importance and difficulty of getting the harvest in on time are things Anna, back in the Skagit Valley, understands well, which is why she wants to be paid more for that work, which during the pandemic is deemed essential.
Pues ojalá pueden aumentar más.
I hope they can raise farm workers' wages because working in the fields is really hard.
Anna says she wouldn't even mind paying a little more for food herself. For NPR News, I'm Eilish O'Neill.